This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Yes, brother, most welcome.
Okay, my name is Kofi Abrifa Clement. I'm a senior high school graduate. And unfortunately, I was not able to come early. Actually, Friday I was here and I didn't get the announcement. So I was called from bed right now. But I have been following you most often on Peace TV. So I believe that on that prerogative, I will give some questions based on your subject matter, the few I have followed you concerning on Peace TV. Thank you very much. First of all, I looked and I know that the topic you brought forth was Muhammad in view of the Bible, like Muhammad as written in the Bible. And you have listened to you most often and you have asked for a very simple, straightforward scripture that confers the Godship of Jesus Christ. And you've even said that if you are convinced, you are going to be a Christian. I'm also here with all genuineness of heart, that if your answer also comes and satisfies the questions, I also becomes a Muslim. First of all, your apologetics is very powerful. And this is the case I want to raise. For you to ask a question that scriptures should be given, talking about the deity of Jesus Christ as God, I believe that you have taken the case from scriptural point of view to philosophical argument. You've quoted a lot of scriptures, and a lot of scriptures you have brought forth. And one of the scriptures you quoted, somewhere in the book of Acts, chapter 3, about when Peter was addressing the people, and it spoke of the man Jesus approved of God. I know you've quoted that scripture as well. But you see, you were asking of scriptures where Jesus himself made a statement that he is God. But you went beyond the mark and quoted things other people have said about him. That has actually opened the argument. Now you have taken it from the first person who is testifying about himself to what other people are saying about himself. Then it will mean that I'm not only allowed to talk about what he alone has said about himself, but also I'm also allowed to make references in respect to what other people has made about him. But let me narrow it down here. You see, this is, it stands to reason. The first question I wanted to ask you is, which sect of Christians do you actually listen to? Because if you come to Christianity, like I attend the House of Faith ministry, I'm also in the KFI. So per every kind of Christian sect, you realize that it is the knowledge that actually defines why they are there as such particular Christian sect. And there is a saying that the abuse of a philosophy, as you know, does not nullify the philosophy. So I would want to first of all know...
Brother, this is a question answer time, not a lecture time. If you heard the rules and regulations very clearly, the question should be posed in two or three sentences. If it's more than that, it's a short speech. The speech is over. You came late. The lecture is over. Now, don't give a lecture. I know the background. You have already spoken for 2-3 minutes. You already spoke 10-20 sentences. And yet you have not posed the question. Question should have a question mark. I've read many Christian Bibles. King James Version, New International Version, Jehovah's Witness, Douay Version, many. You ask the question. Simple question, two or three sentences should have a question mark. That's it. Pose your question. No salute, question.
Thank you.
Most welcome.
For the question mark, I know I can't write it, but I know I'll pose it. But the case is this. When Jesus talks about the Spirit, he said that he's going to send a comforter, someone just like him, according to what he said in the book of John. Now, if you read the book of John chapter 20, verses number 22, The Bible said he came and he breathed upon them and said, receive ye the Spirit. I've heard that you said that the Holy Spirit was there before. But this is how we understand it in our dogma. The case is like you being a mathematics teacher. I know you are capable. You've been a mathematics teacher. You have a lot of topics you can teach. You can teach binomial, polynomial. But all of them is under mathematics.
Brother, do you understand English?
Yeah.
Two or three sentences. You have come here to give a speech. I think you're a teacher. Don't give a lecture here. Two or three sentences with a question mark. You don't have to write your question. What is your name? It's a question mark. It's a question. I cannot write. I cannot see. Simple. If you don't ask a question, I'll give another person a chance. You are wasting your time and wasting everyone's time. Pose a question. All you're wasting time. I'm being very kind. Don't test my patience. I love you, brother.
I love you.
I love you. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, said, seek ye the truth and the truth shall free you. You want to go around the bushes, word without question. If you want to preach, you can hire this hall tomorrow and give an advertisement. People will come to listen to you, those who want to come. Don't waste, there are about 10,000 people here. Don't waste the time, please. Don't cause harm to all these people. They have come to listen to me, not to you. You pose a question, I'll give the reply. Only two or three sentences. If you pose more than two or three sentences, I will go to the next questioner. Don't say anything extra, please. Start.
So, in John 20:22, he said, receive ye the Spirit. So those who were there at that time received. So I want to know why you think it goes beyond that point to the Prophet Muhammad. Thank you.
Brother asked a question in John 20:22. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, said that receive ye the Spirit. But this is not talking about the comfort is different, Spirit is different. Receive ye the Spirit, that means the Spirit was there. This is another verse of the Bible. I didn't quote John chapter 20 verse 22. I quoted Gospel of John, chapter number 14, verse number 16. I will pray to the Father to send you a comforter who will abide with you forever. Gospel of John, chapter number 15, verse number 26. But when the comforter will come, who I will send from my Father, he will show you things to come. He shall testify me. Gospel of John, chapter number 16, verse number 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the comforter will not come. For if I depart, shall I send him? You have gone to Gospel of John chapter 20. I am quoting Gospel of John chapter 14, chapter 15, and chapter 16. You are going to chapter 20. What are you talking? Gospel of John chapter 20 is talking about the Spirit. I am not talking about the Holy Spirit. I am talking about Comforter. Holy Spirit is not Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The Comforter is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Did you hear my lecture?
I said I was late because I didn't know.
But you said you heard on the television. Didn't you say that?
Yeah, I said that.
I have spoken many times on Peace TV.
Then I can pose the question better now.
So that means Spirit is different, Prophet Muhammad is different. And Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, said, in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 12 to 14, I have many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. For he, when the Spirit of truth shall come, he shall guide you unto all truth. He shall not speak of himself. All that he hears shall he speak. He shall glorify me. Who is this person?
The Holy Spirit.
Brother, can you understand English?
Yes.
Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse number 7 said, that it is expedient for you that I go away. If I go away, the Comforter shall come. Holy Spirit was already there before Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, came into the world. So this person cannot be the Holy Spirit. You say, if you convince me, I'll become a Muslim. What language do you understand? English?
Yes, English.
The Bible says that the Holy Spirit was there in the womb of Elizabeth before John the Baptist was born. And John the Baptist came before Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, correct?
Yes, please.
Holy Spirit was there when Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, was being baptized. Yes?
Yes,
so this
please.
Comforter cannot mean Holy Spirit. Yet you say Holy Spirit, you're going in circles.
That's why I was bringing the issue of mathematics. That
not mathematics. I'm talking about Bible. I don't want to learn mathematics here. And not from you specially.
We use analogy to actually create a statement. I believe that for you to make...
In mathematics, we use analogy to create a statement. Which mathematics are you talking about?
I said, in life...
Which mathematics are you talking about? Where does it say you use the analogy to make a statement? Which mathematics book says that? I'm asking you a question. Which mathematics book says that?
Anyway, that, you use analogy that to was make? A different statement. That was not concerned to mathematics.
I'm asking you which book says that you use an analogy to make a statement in mathematics.
No,
Have you studied mathematics?
I've studied mathematics a little.
Which book says that you use an analogy to make a statement?
Okay, that statement was not part of the mathematics. That
it
was
is
a
wrong.
Different statement.
You made a mistake, correct?
No, it was not a mistake. I was making different statements.
You said in mathematics you use an analogy
to make
a statement.
They were not joint statements.
You do not do it in mathematics. You made a mistake, yes or no?
Please, they were not joint statements.
Said in mathematics to use an analogy to make a statement.
Sir,
is it right or is it wrong?
Sir, in language, we are not able to apply comma and full stop, so you may not have known, but I was not making the same statement. I was like answering the second question you asked when I talked about mathematics.
What are you doing?
Sorry.
There's no comma. When you speak, it is understood whether comma is there or not. You don't have to mention it. Only when you write, you have to mention. When you say, understood whether it's a comma or a question mark. You have posed the question, I've given the answer. You have posed the question on Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse number 22, and I answered you. The answer is over. You didn't understand it, it's your problem. You asked the question on Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 22. I gave you the answer, that is the Holy Spirit. It is not Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the comfort in which I gave the talk. If you want to know more, you go and hear my lecture on the YouTube, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Bible, and then when you finish, then you can write to me on the email. Okay, brother?
Thank you.
Question.